Good evening, everyone, and welcome to our September Council meeting. Tonight we have a public forum before the meeting will actually begin. We have Derek and Shelley Piper who wish to speak on item 18, request to name Girigalang Road. So Derek and Shelley, over to you. Loud and clear, Shelley.
Thank you for the opportunity to address this meeting. To change the name of our road back to Poole Run. After the name change had previously occurred. Although we understand our neighbours' concern. Mother-in-law Duncan is 92 and my mother-in-law Margaret is 80. Road and the property around it many times. Road has never been signposted here at Glen Road. It's Blackstone Way end and the Moorfield Road end. Our address for all our correspondents around the road cooler. This includes Telstra. And so we're happy to provide address. We would welcome a road number on our road so our home can be easily found. 49 Collier Roads is the only place that it appears. Change of road name in either 1997.
Shelley, any questions, councillors? All right, well, thank you for that, Shelley, and you'll be pleased to know you're the first person who has addressed the forum in this way, and it's gone extra well, so well done your end and well done our end.
In the back of the car, so technology is amazing.
When it wants to be, so thanks again, Shelley. Move to opening up the ordinary council meeting. We'll begin with the acknowledgement of country. The mayor acknowledges council acknowledges the traditional custodians of the land at which the meeting is held, and pays its respects to elders both past and present, and extends that respect to other Aboriginal people who are present. As usual, we've got the reminder to turn off our mobile phones. The usual fines will apply if it rings. And as we've been told, we're recording this council meeting. So, councillors, before we start the meeting proper with the agenda items, I'd just like to draw your attention to the passing of a former councillor, Mr. Ian Klein, a local here at Coonabarabran who had an interest in all things local, and that drove him to stand for council in 1987. And he served two terms. And as I said, he's sadly passed away the other day. So if we could acknowledge that by just rising in our places and giving him a minute's silence. councillors. Invoice will be set out tomorrow. Right, we'll begin with item one. It's a mayoral minute, which is the mayor's log of activities, kilometres travelled. Beg your pardon. Thank you, Mr. General Manager. Do we have any apologies?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I have an apology from Councillor Capel, who's unable to be with us this evening.
Can we have someone move? Councillor Brady and Councillor Hill, thank you for that. All those in favour of accepting that apology, carried unanimously. Jump to here. We've got the confirmation of the minutes from our last meeting, which was the 19th of August. If we can have a mover and a seconder there, please. Councillor Shinton, Councillor Todd, thank you very much. All those in favour of confirming those minutes, that's carried unanimously. Move on to disclosures of interests, pecuniary interests, non-pecuniary conflicts of interests. Anyone for anything this evening? No, I wouldn't have thought. Noted there, Mr. General Manager. Right, now with item one, the mayoral minute. Mayor's log of activities, kilometres travelled and expenses from the 11th of August to the 7th of September. I can move that. If we could have a seconder. Councillor Hill, thank you very much. Questions there, councillors? If not, well then I'll put that item. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Item two is the councillors' monthly travel claims. Councillor Shinton. Councillor Todd, thank you very much. If there's no questions there, I'll put that. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Our next item of business is the minutes of the Traffic Advisory Committee meeting, which was held on the 26th of August. Thank you, Councillor Shinton. The seconder. Councillor Brady, thanks for that. Any questions for that or anything, Councillor Shinton, you think we need to draw out?
No, was a fairly straightforward meeting. No questions?
Councillor Hill?
It says here in the second one, a request to review the speed zone on the western approach to Mandurran. Are we talking about the Castlereagh Highway coming from Gilgandra? That everybody's travelling too fast, or that comes out onto the Dubbo Road?
Sorry, Mr. Mayor, I think the discrepancy there is if you're coming in from Gilgandra, once you turn left to head towards Mandurran, you're just outside the 50 zone, but coming the 50 zone starts, I believe, on that approach. So there's a bit of a discrepancy between the two roads in terms of speed zone that needs to be looked at.
Can I ask another question?
Certainly can, Councillor Hill.
Oh, look, I can't see with all this. The third item, the proposal by the ARTC to install road markings on the highway. I mean, everything seems to be there, really, on that railway crossing, but they might like to put something extra. Could they also, ARTC, attend to the railway crossing, Castlereagh Highway, east of Mandurran, where the signs are, you know, slow down 80 or whatever it is? I mean, it's been like it for years, and it really needs attention.
Yes, through you, Mr. Mayor. That's commonly known as Cooper's Crossing, and that is will be receiving attention soon. There's been some negotiation between ARTC and the Road Authority, which is Transport for New South Wales. So I understand funding's available, and work is not far away from starting to fix that
Wonderful.
Up.
Wonderful. All right. Thank you, Kevin.
No trouble at all, Councillor Hill. Anything further? Well, that being the case, I'll put the recommendation that we find on page 11. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Moving on now, the next item is the minutes of the Plant Advisory Committee meeting, which was held on the 3rd of September. Councillor Lewis, thank you. You get a seconder? Councillor Hill, thank you for that. Any debate or questions for the committee? Right then, well, I'll put that recommendation there on page 13. All those in favour? Carried unanimously, Mr. Mayor, General Manager. Item 5, the 2021 Local Government New South Wales Annual Conference Motions. I have a recommendation there on page 15. Can we have a move in a second? Councillor Todd, Councillor Hill.
I've got a question. Why is it only can the mayor be in on it? Why can't everybody get on?
Well, if that's the feeling of the councillors would like to come. I said if that's the feeling of we in your hands, if you want to send more people, we can do that. If you think that's you can want to amend the motion, Councillor Todd, and get people to
Mr. Mayor, just to clarify a point there, this is to be appointed as a delegate. Council only has one vote at this conference. So this is appointing as a delegate.
And number two, appoint mayor council delegate to participate in online annual conference. Well, if somebody else wants to have a look, they should be able to.
Yeah, that's as an observer, and there's no problems with others being an observer. This is appointing the council delegate.
Yeah, but
anything else, councillors? No? Well, I'll put that recommendation on page 15. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Our next item 6, council resolutions report. Councillor Shinton, we're going to move in a seconder. You can move it, and then a seconder, Councillor Hill. Question?
Yep, I do. Mine is resolution 313/2021. Request a meeting with the Minister for Local Government to discuss rates exemption that now apply to local Aboriginal lands councils. And the only thing written there was the 9th of 6/21 to be actioned.
Yep. Apologies, Councillor. No, we haven't got to that one yet. Sorry.
Second one was 346/2021. Youth Strategic Plan 2020-2030, and the only thing written there is that on the 1st of 7th, 2021, staff responsible presently on leave.
Still the case, and sorry, we haven't been able to get to that because of that reason.
You think we'll get it? We'll get a 10-year plan, or will it be a 7-year plan, or?
Well, again, council hasn't allocated any resources to this, so it's just staff working towards it in their own time.
No. Resources were put towards this. They. Yeah, there was money in the that was left over from because we wanted we got money to do something with it, to hire a youth worker or something. There was money left over, and they decided that since we could get no more funding, then we would get a strategic plan, and with that we would be able to apply for more funding. So there is money available.
I'll have to check that because okay. that wasn't my understanding.
Okay.
Anything further, councillors, that you want clarification on? Well, we have a recommendation there. I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Our next item, number 7, budget revotes as 30 June 2021. Councillor Shinton, Councillor Hill. Hey, councillors, some big numbers. Any comments? Anything out of the order, Mr. General Manager, you'd like to?
Big numbers, yes, Mr. Mayor, but they've come down. I think only a couple of years ago it was $13.5 million. councillors, if there's nothing further, I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour? That one's carried unanimously too. Okay, our next item deals with Australia Day 2022. Councillor Todd. Councillor Hill. Debate or queries about this item?
I've got one. Young sportsmen and senior citizens should be added to that list. There's too big a gap between young sportsmen and old sportsmen. I don't have a senior one there.
Yeah, I think we do. Well, we can certainly move that as an amendment. Councillor Todd, if you...
That's Parpy's motion.
Pardon?
Categories. Are we dealing with page 18 or page 19?
Page 20.
Righto.
Just to refresh my memory there, Councillor Todd, what would you like to see added there?
A senior citizen with junior sportsman. Because there's too big a gap between a senior sportsman and a junior one for a start. And
we usually have a senior citizen.
There is senior citizen, senior sports.
Junior sport. You got a sports person of the year, we need a junior one too.
Councillor Hill, are you happy for that amendment to be...
That sounds okay too. Thank you.
Anything further, councillors? If nothing further, we'll put the recommendation as amended. All those in favour? Carried unanimously.
Mr. Mayor, could I just ask a question there? It says that the committee comprises of all councillors and the Director of Corporate and Community Services. Well, who's going to run it now?
If the director is not available, then another staff member will handle it.
Yeah, because we've got no one with experience. I think we lost the PA as well, didn't we? So who we're going to use? Yeah, yeah, okay.
We'll manage
we'll
it.
We'll find somebody.
Yep.
Okay.
Our next item, draft flying the Australian flags policy. Councillor Shenton. Councillor Hill, thank you for that.
I'll just make a comment there, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Shenton.
The only problem I've ever had with the flag raising is half-masting of the flag. I think on two occasions in Cooler and one here, I've had to come in and say that half-masting a flag is not flying it halfway up the pole. It's actually the top of the flag should be two-thirds up. And should that be somewhere in the instructions? Because people think half-masting is just halfway up the pole, which it's not.
I don't think it needs to be part of the policy because, as you point out, that's the proper protocol. But I can certainly remind staff of that. That's the part of the protocol. Yeah. Didn't get that out right. Thank you, Councillor Shinton. Anything further, councillors? That being the case, I will put that recommendation. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Item 10, community consultation meeting terms of reference. Bill, thank you for that. We get a seconder. Councillor Lewis, thank you very much. Councillor.
Just on that policy, when it says they'll be in all towns or centres of the Shire, I find that sometimes we do some places, sometimes we do others. Is it worth spelling those out, or do we just leave it as it is? We go to Goolai sometimes.
Goolai, once a year is the practice at the minute. Which is up from not going there at all, which was when we came on. But so would you like to see that codified in there?
I'm just purely a discussion point. I'm not particularly worried about it, just in case. We've got a move to a new council in the next few months, just in case there's a substantial change, so they know what's expected of them, that's all.
Well, fair enough.
A minor point.
Councillor Lewis?
I'd like to talk on the community consultation meetings in as much as they were originally started to compensate the other towns that weren't getting council meetings. When Warrumbungle Shire first started, we were having a meeting at Binaway, one at Coola, one at Dunedoo, Mandorah and Goolai, Barradine. We decided to centralise the two towns, and the meetings, community consultations, were put out there for the public to have a chance to speak to council because they couldn't come to the public forum. And I think it is totally wrong that when we have these meetings, that the public are the last ones to get the chance to talk. Under our prior council, it was a travelling circus, jumping up and down on tables, telling everyone what a fantastic job we were doing, handing out brochures here, there and everywhere. And once again, the public were left right out of it. There was the original concept of the meeting was the public to come and talk to their local councillor, maybe one or two others and a couple of staff. They've got way out of control. They've got a little bit better than what they used to be, but the original concept is gone with the wind. It should be looked at long and hard, and the public should be given first consideration. They don't want to sit there for an hour and a half listening to us rave on. They just want to get over their little problem and go home.
I take your point there, Councillor Lewis, but I think you'd agree that we get to the public's concerns a bit quicker these days than was previously the case. I think we can bear that in mind when we're setting the agenda for the next community consultation meetings. What's your thoughts on having that codified, other councillors, if we just have the six towns and Goolai, the six towns twice and Goolai once a year? Is that, do you want that written in the...
Well, we want to go to Goolai for, we've got a building at Mullaly now, and it's in between Tambor Springs and Goolai. It'd be a lot better to go there.
You're probably right. We didn't have that. You know, and I think that just shows, Councillor Todd, what going to Goolai has brought. You know, we took the councillors and the director and general manager to Goolai. We listened to their concerns, and now they've got a bright new building out that way. So you're probably right. We should use that. So... Especially the first time, which will be next time, next January, February, when it is, March.
When? At Tambor Springs and Goolai, and then the Lally's in the middle.
It is in our shire.
Springs in our shire too.
Does it make a bit of sense, councillors, that we move from Goolai to Mullaly to the new facility there?
I'm having trouble hearing you, I'm sorry.
Sorry, Councillor Lewis. What about if we move from Goolai, where the meeting is, to Councillor Todd's suggestion that we go to Mullaly, where the new facility is there at the sports ground?
I'm not against that.
Give it a try anyway, whoever's here.
Can I just ask what the facilities consist of? is it an empty building or a building full of storage? Do we know what's in the building?
Yeah, well, it's...
We can have it on the veranda.
Just a steel shed that's been going to be used as a canteen and storage area and stuff. I wonder what the acoustics would be like. Amenities? Yeah, it's...
Mr. Mayor, as I understand it, Council's adopting the draft revised community consultation meeting with the inclusion of Mullaly once per year. Is that correct?
That's the feeling, yes. Yeah. Notified in there. That would be good.
Can I just clarify that then? So that excludes Goolay or includes Goolay? Because the Goolay people run this meeting. Do they have access to this other building or?
They do, yeah.
So they do, people, okay. Yeah. Right here.
All right, we'll given that a good airing and got a good outcome, we'll put that recommendation. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Next item 11, Community Financial Assistance Donations, Round 1. Councillor Brady? Councillor? As we're moving this motion, Councillor Brady, could I ask you to include that amendment about can assist?
Donny Duke can assist.
Yeah.
I also wanted to speak on it if I could.
You certainly can.
So there was one applicant that was rejected, Binoy Mower Club. I believe they should be included. Like, looking at their application and that, they bring people into Binoy, they, you know. I can't see why it was excluded, basically.
Are you moving to have them included, Councillor?
I'd like to see it. Yeah. Councillor. There's only $5,200 worth of grants when we've got up to 10,000 could have been applied for.
Councillor Hill, would you be agreeable to Councillor Brady?
Yes, I'd second that. That's fine. I don't think Binoy asks for anything very much very often.
When they put in for these grants, see, we've got one there for $327. They've done their homework. The others haven't. They've just thrown in $500 bank, no matter what the price is.
In a way, Bombshells are only getting $300
anyway. I know they do it about it in progress. We'll put $500 in bank. We'll get it. That's some of the things they only want to buy for $400.
Anything else, councillors?
Just one more thing, yeah, Ambrose, too. Is so the next round, can we get like sponsored posts or more media around it? I think 13 applicants of so many community groups. I think in Coonagh we've got 96 community groups, not one applicant from Coonagh. And just for 13 across the whole shire of six towns and that, I'd think it's poor, like, you know. Are people knowing about it?
Well, we do media on it, Councillor, but if that can be looked into, we'll certainly do that. Point is well made. Anything further? All right, well, there's a...
Mr. Mayor, does Councillor... that mean Binoy Mower Club's in, or...?
It is, yes.
Okay.
Nothing further, councillors. I'll put the recommendation as amended. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Item 12 is the delivery program progress report up to the 30th of June. Get a mover and a seconder, please. Councillor Shinton, thank you for that. Councillor Hill. Councillors, if not, I will put the recommendation there on page 28. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Our next item 13, is investments and term deposits for the month ending the 31st of August. Councillor Todd, Councillor Hill, questions?
Yeah, I've got a question, Mr. Mayor. On page 34, if I haven't mixed it up, the report's signed by the responsible accounting officer, who actually signs it, and we haven't had a director for a few months.
CFO.
Beg your pardon?
The CFO, Chief Financial Officer.
She's put her notice in, so
yep.
What happens then?
We'll sort that out, Councillor.
We're on pretty thin ice, I think.
Righto. I'll just, as I put that recommendation there on page 34, I'll just point out that council's not down to its last 50 cents. The investments total $23,297,000 and some 33 cents. So that's not all of its cash that we're free to spend. Some of it's, a lot of it's tied up with grants, but that bit of a myth that council's down on its uppers is a long way short of the mark. Anyway, having said that, I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Next item, another one to reconfirm. Draft council chamber and meeting room policy. Councillor Todd, Councillor Hill. Yeah. Changes that you'd like to see made, councillors?
I don't. Sorry.
Councillor Hill.
Just with it, I just think we're for the community, and here we are just saying, you know, no all the time sort of thing. Like, you know, we should be accessible. And, yeah, if there is alternate venues to use and whatever else, yeah, fair enough. But if there isn't, you know, why can't we open the doors and allow our community groups or, you know, special meetings? You know, they paid for this building, the community did. Why can't they use it?
General Manager?
End of the day, it's up to council. However, part of the issue will be accessibility to the rest of the building at particular times. We'd have to take additional precautions, particularly getting around to that section of the office. Those doors there would have to be locked. Security is probably not an issue because that comes on automatically. But having said that, if they do go past a certain time, then the security does come automatically. Again, up to council whether it wants to give access to this room to the public or not.
And, you know, that's not saying that we can't say, you know, from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. or something like that. You can have rules and regulations around it, but I'll just...
These rooms are also used for meetings of staff as well.
Yeah, and that should be priority, but I'll just...
Anyone else with any thoughts on the matter?
We do, Mr. Mayor, we do have access to the building, you know, where the old library used to be, you know, the community services building. There's a meeting room there that I think is free of charge, but don't quote me. That one's available all the most of the time anyway. You know, we've used it for a few meetings and it's good space, good acoustics. We've got a few options.
Social distancing, how many people could get in that room? Probably 8.
Would you like to move that as an amendment? We'll see if we can get a second to Councillor Brady.
If that is to be the case, then councillors, then we'll need some advice on how it's going to be opened up to the public. Is it a free-for-all or is it certain groups?
enough halls and things in Coonabarabran where people normally have their meetings?
There's a CWA hall which costs $88 or something to hire if you're just a group of volunteers that don't have cash flow, or everything else is council owned.
Oh no, well thanks for trying anyway, Councillor Brady. Well, we might put the recommendation as it was seconded. We'll put the recommendation. All those in favour? Ladies against? The next item is the draft contributions, curb and guttering and paving policy.
I'll move it, but...
Councillor Shippen, thank you for that.
Yep.
Seconder. Councillor Hill, thank you.
The thing about this policy, Mr. Mayor, is that I don't think we put the charge out very often. People usually complain and then we usually write it off. So I just wondering, is the policy a real thing or not?
Sorry, Mr. Mayor. Sorry, what was the question?
Well, the number of times that we have tried to charge people and they don't pay, is it a point in why do we have a policy like that if we're not going to take them to the courts or something, and we don't want to do that?
True, Mr. Mayor. No, my experience, most people pay, like the 80-20. So we do receive payments, and those that don't pay, we don't take them to court, but it's a charge against the property that can be included as part of, if they happen to sell the property, it goes part of the sale transaction, that it's outstanding debt on the sale. But we've had counts, properties that enter into a repayment scheme. I mean, we don't do a lot of curb and guttering, I have to say, but where we do, there is often resistance, but most people pay.
So in Casilla Street, did everyone make a contribution? We put in a curb and gutter and a new path?
There's no new curb and gutter in Casilla Street, Mr. Mayor.
Path then, how about that? We don't contribute to that?
Residential, Mr. Mayor, pathways in front of residential properties, I don't think the policy applies to that. It's for commercial properties. And also, Mr. Mayor, the footpath in Casilla Street, but there was already one there, so it, even though we've renewed it, that policy wouldn't apply if there was a commercial property there.
Yeah, but all those rollovers that you put there, that there's no contribution for that?
No, through Mr. Mayor, they had a there was a driveway there and we said upgraded it, no doubt, but it the policy doesn't apply there in my view.
Aye. Anything further, councillors? Very well, I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Item, Coonabarabran Aerodrome, I'm dealing with the unsealed runway. Councillor Todd, Councillor Lewis.
Biggest trouble up there, the ground's that black and it cracks. It needs gravelling to keep it going. Or blows it down altogether. I don't know how much they use them.
Point one is it be referred to the next meeting of the Aerodrome Committee. We can get the use there. Councillor Lewis?
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, I've been approached by a couple of members of the Aero Club about this matter, and it does get used a lot. gets used more than the tarred strip, the seal strip, 90% of the time, and the area around the container up there where they RFS and them store their gear. What they want, it's tussocky and bumpy and everything that Kevin's got in his report, but what I think, reading into Kevin's report, it is an unsealed, just a dirt airstrip, and to build it up, because it's on unlevel terrain, you don't open a tin of worms with drainage, so just they just want it kept flat, possibly ploughed up and stabilised. It's basalt, so it's natural road base, but it is very reactive. And graded up, got rid of the potholes and rolled down flat, and it's good for a few more years. But to build it up and make it into a formed surface, well, where are you going to get the water to run that's running across the across it now? It's got to continue to just be natural with a hardened surface for where the aeroplanes land and take off. And they also need a lead up either end, depending on the wind direction as to which way they're flying when they do take off, that's free of gravel and rubbish and cracks in the ground and so on and so forth. That's all I've got to say, Mr. Mayor.
Thanks, Councillor Lewis. I think both your contribution and Councillor Todd's, they can be ventilated and aerated at the Aerodrome Committee meeting when it's next held, and we'll take some advice from them for sure. That recommendation there on page 38, all those in favour? Carried unanimous. Sticking with the aeronautical theme, item 17 is aerodrome certification. Councillor Todd, Councillor Hill. We should.
Okay. Why are we mucking around with Cooler Aerodrome? It's no good. It's out in the bush. It's no good to the flying. It's no good to the flying doctor, because the time you get somebody out there in ambulance, they're in Dubbo. You'll be quicker to go by ambulance. Why not look for a private strip around Cooler and give them a bit of funding to make a landing area, because it's out in the bush to Billio. If you've got to go through gates and the stony, and I'd say the best thing is to do is get rid of it. I'm meant to follow him, but can't land. The flying doctor can't land there in the night time because he's just too many hills. That's a waste. Whatever they built it there, he's got me beat in the first place.
You'd like to go further, Councillor Todd, than just the aerodrome cease to be regulated?
Definitely would. Definitely want to be regulated, because
The point two is there, it ceases to be regulated, and a regulated aerodrome, and it's no longer certified. We're downgrading it from where it currently is. You that's not enough?
Just get rid of it altogether, why good?
Somebody there's probably better off having an area for a chopper to land instead of worrying about aircraft as such in this day and age.
The flying doctor, if you'd get a patient from Cooler to Dubbo quicker by road than you will by air.
Yeah. What are you talking about there, Councillor, when you say getting rid of it? What are you...
My point, get rid of it altogether.
Mr. Mayor, is that going to be a dot point three that Council will review the need for the Cooler aerodrome?
I'm in your hands, Councillor. Is that, you know, you moved the motion. Would you like to put that?
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to ask a question. How does that affect the RAAF when they do their practice in landing and taken off and exercise that they do there, and they do them on a pretty regular basis. Has that got to be a regulated aerodrome for them to do that, or what's the go? And if it is unregulated, they might be one of the ones to go crook pretty quick.
Mr. Tighe, could you give us some direction there, please?
Mr. Mayor, I'm not sure that I can, because I'm not aware that it is being used by as a training facility by the RAAF or anybody. I'm not aware that it is being used for touch and go or even just flyovers. But having said that, if it is being used, then I don't believe that having it graded as a aircraft landing area only would prevent them from doing that training. We're talking about new rules that Civil Aviation Safety Authority have introduced, which means that if we want to continue to have these aerodromes certified, that there's a whole range of new management plans need to come into effect. And I think, as the point's been made in the report, there doesn't appear to be the utilisation or the need to have that cool aerodrome certified.
I do agree with Dennis. The public don't use it much at all. But I think we should check with the RAAF before we, or whoever the regulatory authority is, to see if they still want to use it. And if they do, are they willing to contribute to the cost of keeping a sock there and so on and so forth.
I thought the RAAF came from Newcastle.
My concerns, Council, be the agricultural use there. You know, in a wet season like this, I'm sure they get more use than they would have done. But anyway, we're in your hands. So, Councillor Todd, did you want that put down as that dot point three? Review the need for...
I think we'd review it, yeah, find out what we can about it. But aerodynes, it should be down at least the grade of theirs.
Well, that's what dot point two is all about, making it the same as Faradine.
Terrible place where they built it in the first place. I don't know what they built it there for.
Councillor,
never get anybody from Cooler to come to aerodrome meeting. That's the worst part of it.
There is that. Councillor Hill, would you accept that we add dot point three, which is review the need?
Yes, I think so.
So,
also, there's a family in Dunedoo on the highway there that have got a strip. I don't know whether anybody knows that or not. What? Just east of Dunedoo. Frampton is the family name.
And a Kurumin.
Well, yeah, but they don't use it all that often except the chopper.
Well, it's a pity Councillor Capel of all meetings is not here for this one, but as it's only a review, I suggest that we will... We'll soon be informed how vital it is and how much use it does get. But we'll put that dot point three in with our other 2 points. And if there's no further discussion, anyone got anything else they want to add? The recommendation as amended, all those in favour? And minus Councillor Shinton?
Yep. I vote against. I'd vote for that recommendation, but not to completely write the place off.
Oh, no, I'm not doing that either, Councillor Shinton. I'm just a review. So we'll see what the review comes up with. So,
against also, Mr. Mayor.
I'll record Councillors Shinton and Lewis against.
Right, yeah. Next item, item 18, which is the subject, as you know, of our forum, request to rename Yirrigalang Road. So the move from Councillor Lewis, seconded by Councillor Shinton. We have a very good presentation before the meeting started from the forum, from Ms. Piper, in regard to that.
Mr. Councilor Mayor, Lewis. I was a school bus driver on that road for a couple of years in the 70s. It was a Rana road from one end to the other. I don't know how or why, not anymore, but it always was. It was the Arana Road school bus. It was owned by Val Shima and I drove it.
Any as it is here now, it's an attempt at a compromise to keep everybody happy. Further? All right, there's nothing further. I'll put that recommendation. Everyone in favour?
What recommendation are we voting on?
That the road name is changed so that Arana Road, it's partly Arana Road and partly Girigalang Road. Long and short of it.
Well, that's what she said she wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's what we're voting on, so...
What are we voting on again?
The recommendation there, point one and point two.
Page 42.
Page 42. And against?
Against.
Councillor Lewis.
Mr. Mayor, I'll record Councillor Lewis against.
Thank you, Doug. Next item of business is dam safety levy for Tymore Dam. Is there a move and a seconder, please? Councillor Hill, thank you. Councillor Shinton. We note these things. Is there any discussion that anyone would like to have? Very well. Well, I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour? It's carried unanimously. Item 20, surrender of Baradine Sewage Treatment Plant Environment Protection Licence. And a mover and a seconder, Councillor Shinton. Councillor Hill. There.
Just seems like a common sense thing to me.
It's a done deal. So, that being the case, I'll put the recommendation once again carried unanimously. Our next item is development applications. Recommendation there. We've got a move and a second. Sorry, Councillor Brady. Councillor Todd. Straight forward. Move that recommendation. Todd, you. Thank you very much. Carried unanimously. Item 22. Councillor Lewis's notice of motion, access to the tips. Councillor Lewis will move that. Get a seconder. Councillor Hill, thank you for that.
Mr. Mayor, this comes from a conversation with the Manshed Group in Coonabarabran, but I thought it fair to include the whole Shire. I was inspired by the recycle or rejuvenating shop at Mudgee Tip, which is very active and keeps a lot of people happy, where they can get something that's worth doing up, fix it up and sell it at a small cost or donate it or do whatever, but just to give them something to do with their time and make them feel like needed members of society. And also adding the fact that the Men's Shed group, even though I couldn't single out one and burn favourite, would carry all the necessary public liabilities and insurances and things to cover themselves to go onto the ground and take the property off again.
later on. Is that something you could work with?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I'm not closed off to the idea. There's obviously risks and WHS matters that you would need to take into consideration. You wouldn't want to see people just wandering around at their own leisure, and you know, not particularly. I think about Coonabarabran in this instance, with vehicles and machines, you know, driving around as well. So maybe it could work if there was a set time and a date, you know, once a month or something like that, and they're accompanied by a council staff member. Maybe that was my thoughts.
Sensible suggestions, I'd suggest.
I think they'd more than likely agree with that, or I think they'd agree wholeheartedly, actually, because they'd probably feel less intimidated if they did have someone there directing them, giving them a bit of a hand. So, yeah, I concur with Leanne.
Well, I think in principle, I'm thinking it's not a bad idea. Councillor, how would it be if Director Ryan brought us a report back about the hows and why falls about how that might work, and that we'll look
come,
at that.
That will come if this is passed.
Well, Norm Buchanan would probably be more than happy to liaise with Leanne and see what they can work out. He rang me and was pretty excited about it, actually. So, yeah.
We can put this to the vote, and then we'll get a report back on the ins and outs of how this will work, should it pass, and we'll work with the director to iron out the wrinkles. So we'll move in a second. We'll put the recommendation. Those in favour? Carried unanimously. Right, now moving into reports to be considered in closed council. Tonight there's
five.
So we'll move on blank that we hear all of those reports in closed council. Can I get a move and a second to that effect? Councillor Todd and Councillor Brady. I'll put that recommendation that we deal with all of these in closed council with one hit. Councillor Lewis, yes, thank you very much. Passed unanimously.
Mr. Mayor, there are recommendations then on the opportunity now exists for those members of the public to come forward and express their reasons why council should not go into closed session and deal with those items. Mr. Mayor, there are no public submissions in relation to that, so there's a recommendation there on page 52 for council now to go and close council.
We can move in a second to that effect, please. Councillor Todd, Councillor Hill, all those in favour? Carried unanimously.
Thank you, Mayor and Councillors. Just returning to open council. The resolution in relation to item 23.1, Organisational Development Monthly Report, was that the monthly report for September be noted for information. Item number 23.2, the Three Rivers Regional Retirement Community Information Report. The resolution of council was that council note the advice and endorse the actions as outlined in the report in relation to the Three Rivers Regional Retirement Community Report. Item 23.3, NBN connectivity in Coonabarabran Industrial Estate. The resolution of council was that council 1 notes the information contained in the NBN connectivity in Coonabarabran Industrial Estate report. 2, supports use of New South Wales resilience funding as a co-contribution to assist fund NBN connectivity through the Coonabarabran Industrial Estate, and 3, endorses the signing of the agreement with NBN. Item 23.4, regional tender for the provision of specialist arboriculture services. The resolution of council was that one, the following contractors be included in, on a panel for provision of specialist arboricultural services for the period 1 October 2021 to September 30, 2023, they being A, A Tree Service New South Wales Proprietary Limited, B, ETS Infrastructure Management Proprietary Limited, C, Asplunder Tree Expert PL, D, Stephen Barlow, trading as Tree of Us Tree Services, E, OS Tree PL, and two, a provision be allowed for a 12-month extension based on satisfactory supplier performance, which may take this contract through to September 30th, 2024. In relation to item 23.5, Merrill Minnett, are you fine with me to announce that, Mr. Mayor?
I don't think that would be appropriate, yep. Mr. General Manager.
Annual Performance Review, General Manager. The resolution of Council was that the information contained in the Merrill Minnett Annual Performance Review, General Manager Report be noted. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, General Manager. There's no further business. Councillors, declare the meeting closed. Thank you for your contributions tonight and wish you all a safe trip home and healthy time until we meet again.